stuff put in.
No,
you
know that
kind of thing. It goes.
Frog.
That must have been a good imitation. What kind of frog?
Well, it's the toad frog and the bullfrog.
What's the difference?
A toad frog, they like to be around water, but they usually stay on dry land most, because they run one way the other out there in the backyard.
Yeah.
And but the bullfrog stays in water.
Okay. Have you heard of the kind of frog that's about an inch long? It gets to be about an inch long. And they get up in the trees, and they don't find voices, and they come out after rain.
It's not the honey frog. Mm-hmm.
I know. I never heard of honey frog.
Honey frog is a little dry land frog and has little horns on its head.
Oh, a honey frog. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait. Can you describe him some more for me?
Oh, he's made just mostly like on his, instead of just having his hop along, he kind of crawls. And he has a little pointed tail.
Uh-huh.
And well, little thing. He's more like a lizard, but real short.
Yeah.
And he's got a little body. He's bigger.
Yeah.
He's more of the lizard type.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Have you ever turned one over and rubbed the stomach?
I'm not gonna put my hand on him. I used to catch him by the head, and that's the first time again. I catch him by the horns, put my horn, catch him by the horns, and let him go. And I would do that just to prove to the kids that I would do it, because they call me ever afraid again.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you take him and turn him over and rub his stomach, he'll go to sleep.
And he will.
It's really true. I've done it.
Well, I should have known that. That's what I wanted to do, is go to sleep.
You do that next time. Let's see. If you were going to go fishing, what would you put on your hook?
The hook? Oh, you already got the hook?
Yeah.
I put a fishing worm on there.
Okay.
What
kind of worm is a fishing worm?
That's the one of those earthworms.
Okay.
You could use a shrimp bait.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people use live bait, you know, for that, but I don't really use a reel and rod. My sisters do.
Uh-huh.
And small fish. You can fish with small fish.
What do you call those little fish that are usually used for that?
Minnows.
Okay. What do you call that hard-shelled thing that pulls its neck and its legs back in its shell to catch it?
Turtle.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what do you call it? Something like a turtle when it just lives on dry land?
That's a paraffin.
Okay. Okay. What do you call those things that live in freshwater streams? They've got claws, you know, snappers kind of. And when you...
A crawfish?
Okay.
Some people call it a crayfish.
Yeah. Okay. What do you call a kind of insect that flies around the light and tries to fly into it? And if you grab at it, you know, powder from its wings comes off of it.
It's a moth.
Okay. And two of them would be two...
Moths.
Okay. And an insect that flies around at night and flashes its light on...
Lightning bug.
Okay. And the kind of insect that...
Mosquitoes. If you hold a minute, let me get a glass of iced tea.
Alright, what do you call the kind of... did I already ask you, this kind of flies around and flashes light?
Yeah, that's the last one I think it is. Lightning bug.
Okay. What do you call a long, thin-bodied insect that has two pairs of wings? They're real pretty and kind of... long and thin wings, you know, and the body of the thing is blue or black or gray, and it eats mosquitoes. Hovers over a pond. You know about this?
Is that a butterfly?
Well, it's not.
They don't call it a butterfly. They call it that.
It doesn't have wings that are big like a butterfly. They're skinny.
Mosquito hawk. What do you call it? Mosquito hawk.
Okay. Okay. Anything else? Some people say it's a sign that snakes are nearby. Have you ever heard it called a darning needle or a dragonfly or a snake doctor?
Dragonfly. Snake doctor.
Mm-hmm. Snake feeder or spindle?
Snake dragonfly and a snake doctor. I've heard of that.
Uh-huh. Aren't those the same thing?
I guess.
Okay. Are they the same thing as mosquito?